This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And we're up to the Asin. The mitzvah saseh. Be'ata ascha be'ezos Hashem Yisbarach levar kama mitzvah saasin sha'ivra ayideh asibar lashnar rochilos kama she'adnu le'el. Now we'll begin to explain how many mitzvahs saseh one is over by speaking lashnar rochilos like I foretold before, like I promised before. V'zeh hechila be'ezos tzuri v'gali. This I have begun with the help of my rock and redeemer. Hamaraga b'chaveroi, one who speaks rochilos against his friend. Milvad halavin shamanin, aside from the lavin that were mentioned earlier, over gamkin al kama asin is over many mitzvahs asay. Va'avarim be'ezus Hashem yisbarach echal echad. I will explain it with the help of Hashem one by one. Number one, over al yidei zeh al mitzvah asay zachar es asher asa Hashem lekecha lemiriam baderach. This is what we call davar yafa b'itai. This is this week's parsha. This pasuk is not in the parsha, but the story is in this week's parsha. If someone who speaks lashon hara, they're over the mitzvah saseh, remember that which Hashem your God did to Miriam on the road, etc. Shez hiranu atar bazeh, the Torah warns us. Shenizgar ba'peh tamid, we should mention verbally always ha'inosh hagadol, the great punishment asher asa Hashem yisbarach, that Hashem did letzadekes Miriam, to the righteous woman Miriam, hanaviyah, the prophetess. Sheloi dibra. So we are commanded not only to remember, but to verbally articulate the punishment Hashem gave to Miriam. Let's think about what Miriam did. Number one, Shalei Dibra Ela Ba'achia. Who did she speak about? She spoke about her brother. Asher Ahavasu Kenavsha. She loved him like her own life. She risked her life to see and to check on his welfare. Begidlasu Abarkah. She raised him. She endangered her life to save him from the waters of the Nile. She didn't say anything bad about him. She just said, what, is he greater than Avram Avinu? For most people, that's a compliment if somebody would equate them to Avram Avinu. She did not speak about his shame. She just equated him to other prophets. So from here we learn a very great principle. Let's say you say, you know, he's a very good speaker. I'm not saying he's the world's greatest speaker. Lashon hara. You can't undermine somebody's, even to say about Moshe, maybe he's just like Yeshaya, he's just like Abraham. No, he's not. He's better than that. To say anything less is lashon hara. V'loy dibra b'fanav. She didn't speak in his presence, sheyevoish, that he should be ashamed. V'loy b'fnei rabim, not before a tzibor. Rak beina levein achia hakadosh b'tzina. Just between her and her holy brother, Aaron, in privacy. Now, was Moshe upset by this? V'hu lo hikbid al kol dvar ma'elo. He was not makbid about what they said. Shenemar, v'ish Moshe ana ma'od. Moshe was very humble. Why does the pasuk say in this week's parsha, and Moshe was very humble? Here we have a Dvar Torah on this week's parsha, yeah? Why in the end of the parsha does it say Moshe was very humble? So what? Hashem is saying, how could you speak about Moshe Rabbeinu? It says they spoke about Moshe, and Moshe was very humble. Yeah, how is that relevant? The point is, he didn't care. He said, yeah, not only am I not as great as Avram, I'm probably less than him. V'yafal p'k, nevertheless, loy hoy hilua kamasat tovim. None of her good deeds helped her to protect her from punishment. V'nen shabit saras alzeh, she was punished with saras. Kavachoymer, or the more so, l'shar b'nei adam atipshim. For the rest of people who are fools, hamarbim l'daber g'dois m'fais acharim, that they speak grandiose, derogatory information about their friend, shabavade y'unshal zeh me'oid, they will certainly be punished. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, this asay one violates whether one spoke Lashon Hara, whether one spoke Rechilos. How do you know Rechilos? Miriam didn't speak Rechilos. Miriam only spoke Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim proves that Saras is even for Rechilos. And whether the person is present or not, but only to the speaker, not for the recipient, not the listener. Beis, va'over al yedei hasipur hazeh gam al mitzvos aseh v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha. You're over on the mitzvos aseh, you should love your neighbor like yourself. Shenetzavinu b'zeh, we are commanded, lachus al mamon chaveroi, to show concern and have pity on your friend's money, k'mayshu chas al shal atzmai, like you have pity on your own possessions. V'lachus al kvayl chaveroi, and to have pity on the honor of your friend, ulasaper b'shivcha, and to speak about his praise, k'mayshu chayshish al kvayl atzmai, just like you're concerned for your own honor. V'amasaper lashnar rechilas al chaveroi, if you speak derogatory information, or you speak rechilas about your friend, ayham akabel, or if you accept it, afim hadavar ms, even if it's true, nira ba'alil, it shows clearly, she'enoi ayavai klau, you don't love the guy at all. V'chol shekein d'chamaych v'vada ena mekaim. For sure you don't love him. You don't love him. Certainly not as great as yourself. So you'll say, what do you mean? Just because I said he's not so smart? Just because I said he's not, how does that show I don't love him? Pal, would you want somebody to say that about you? No, you would be squirming in your shoes if somebody said even something that reflects slightly uncomplimentary about you. V'haraya hagdala zeh, says the Chafetz Chaim, the greatest proof to this, that lo kol adam yadeas negei atzmei, everybody knows their own deficiencies, v'af al pi kein ena roitzeh b'shem oifen, shechaver yedem izeh af echad me'alef. And nevertheless, even though we all know our own deficiencies, we don't want anyone else to know about it, even one out of a thousand. In other words, here we are, we're all human beings, we all have imperfections. That's the reality of man. Everyone is far from perfect. Every human being has many deficiencies. Nevertheless, how many of them am I going to tell you about? None of them, right? Nobody goes around telling people about it. Even if it happens that someone finds out a little bit of one's fault to their friend, and then their friend goes and tells people about it, nevertheless, the person who is being spoken about stands and hopes. Halavai she'yiten Hashem shlo yikabel es dvarav. If only Hashem would put in their hearts that they should not accept this guy's words, v'lo ya'aminu lo, and not believe it, even though you know it's true, but you're hoping that, you hope nobody really believes it. V'hakol kedei shlo yischazik b'neim la'adam she'na hagon. You don't want anybody to think lesser of you. Think about it. You know you're much worse than what the guy's saying about you. You know you have worse deficiencies than what somebody's saying about you. But no, you're thinking, this that they're saying about me, if only Hashem would put in their hearts that nobody should accept it. You know, and you, even though you know you're much worse, more than what he's saying, because of the great love that you love yourself, all logic is pushed away. Think about it. The guy is saying one little deficiency about you, even though you know yourself that your deficiencies are much, much greater. Still, you love yourself so much that you're hoping that nobody thinks any lesser of you. So, in this fashion, a person needs to do, according to halacha, to their friends. In other words, love your friends so much that you do not want to diminish their reputation in any way. In other words, when you're having a conversation and you're thinking, should I say this? So ask yourself the following question. Does this reflect positively on my friend or slightly negatively? Oh, it reflects it. But you say slightly negatively, so what? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? The big deal is you love yourself so much, you would never want anybody to think even an iota less of you. Then watch out before you say this about your friend, because by saying that, you are violating the mitzvah saseh of ahavta l'recha kamecha, kein ba'ofen zeh mamash tzarich al pi hatorah la'asos l'reihu. So exactly in this fashion, according to the Torah, you need to do to your friend, lachos al kevoidoi b'chal ha'afanim, to take pity on his honor in any possible way. V'loy l'chinam kasva lanu ha'toyra masa denoyach. Not for naught, the Torah tells us the story with Noach. Vayisht, he drank. Vayishgar, he became intoxicated. Vayisgal, he became uncovered. What did Cham do? Cham saw. Vayar Cham. Cham castrated his father. What did Shem and Yefes do? Veshem and Yefes kisu es arvas aviyim. They covered their father. The Torah relates the blessing that Noach blessed them, that they covered his shame. To show us the greatness of the smida. A person needs to cover up the shame of his friend with all of his ability, like he would do for himself. So, next time you have the opportunity to say something about your friend, think about him as follows. He's lying right now in disgrace. Are you going to be like Cham with your words to him? Or are you going to take a blanket and cover him? Because one day, there's going to be a book written, and it's going to say how you responded. It's going to say whether you acted like Cham with your words, or you covered him with a blanket. And the reward will be Lenetzach Netzachim. Have a beautiful Shabbos, everyone. You could join us for Shiurim at 10:55. Kultov, everyone.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.